What's up, everybody? Today we are talking black women who are protesting R. Kelly and a lot more on Black Hollywood Lives this week.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live this week.
Players.
I just knew I was in the video. I just knew I'm in the video, right? I'm Bruno Mars part two.
I remember him doing that. So
I know all the dance moves from that video. I just told him myself. Yep, I studied it. Yep, that video's bomb. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Black Hollywood Live this week. I'm your host, Dario Kristen. Joining me today are two beautiful women. Man, I'm a lucky guy on the panel. I got Courtney Stewart.
Hey, y'all. What's up?
And Miss Stephanie Charles.
Hi, hi.
You know her from OWN. She got a new show called The Pains coming out. We're going to talk about that a little bit more and a lot of topics. But we obviously have our boy Bruno Mars that we're talking about right now because he killed it.
Snatched up all
at the Grammys
last weekend.
I mean, killed it.
Yes, he did.
I mean, he get like...
He won them all, honey.
Yeah, just
he
everything.
He had Jay-Z sitting in the corner crying.
He had Blue Ivy telling her parents
to simmer down.
He's up there.
Right. I mean, he deserves it. He kills it. He deserves it.
He's really a true artist. He's... taking it like he's kind of like taking us back to like the early 90s.
Oh, straight
like
up.
Like 80s. Music. Like really, really performing and owning the art of like singing and dancing. I totally appreciate his artistry.
Yeah, I mean, this song, especially Finesse, it straight up sounds like some 90s. It could have been. It sounds like Bobby, like TLC or Bobby Brown. Yeah. I feel like Bobby Brown would have sang it too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's in there. It's that baby face produced kind of feel
which
to
is cool because somehow he was still able to put enough spin on it that it doesn't sound dated.
It does not
because
sound
there's
dated.
A lot
it
of
still
people
sounds
that
fresh.
We listen to it's too 90s. It's not going to fly, but somehow he pulled it off.
He knows how to do it.
I agree with that.
He's just very creative like that. Yeah.
Looking like baby Elvis, but congratulations. He did a great job. All right. So we're going to jump, I guess, right into topics.
Let's go ahead into it.
Let's talk about some stuff, some things that were going on in the news. We have, first up, Miss Leslie Jones, whom we all love and adore, Saturday Night Live comedian, amazing, wonderful black woman. Well, guess what? NBC still thinks she is super fabulous, and I don't know if y'all remember 2016 when she was tweeting those Rio Olympics and got herself a job commentating on the Olympics.
She's so funny.
Well, NBC decided, you know what? She's super dope. We're going to bring her back. We're going to pay for you, girl. You come on over to Pyeongchang in South Korea, and she's going to do the Winter Olympics for NBC all over again.
I think she's going to add a lot of flavor to it. I can't wait to read her comments.
Very entertaining. She has so much energy. I'm excited about that.
Jim Bell over at NBC said that he thinks, quote, experiencing the Olympics through the lens of Leslie is unlike anything else. Her passion for Team USA is contagious, and her adventures in South Korea should be fascinating. Right in alignment, girl.
She had a rough week this week.
A little bit, because she posted something that people were kind of like worried about her.
Yeah.
She was posting about her like body image. She'd been working out or something, and she's like,
good.
"Well, why am I working out when the people that I want to notice aren't going to notice and they don't love me?" Basically, she was talking about men, and she ain't got a man, and like she has nobody to share it with. Aww. So a lot of people were like commenting, like, "Oh, girl, keep it positive." I think Megan Good actually posted like a really sweet, like, "You know, you're doing this for yourself. You're going to get, you know, bigger." And it's crazy that like a few days later after she posted that, it was kind of like, "Yeah, poor Leslie," and then this comes out. So, girl, you still winning?
She's winning. And you know, she had that tough year a couple years ago when everybody hacked her social media.
Yeah.
So just she rebounded from that quite well. And I'm happy for her. I love her. I mean, ever since she hosted even the BET Awards, she just does her thing. I just like her energy.
She got great energy.
And did y'all see when she was at
Kristen Siriano's fashion show?
Yeah.
And she was like yelling on the sidelines. She was like, I didn't realize I wasn't supposed to be talking like that at a fashion show.
She's funny.
I like that, Ron, is where you could be yourself and like don't care. I just love it. I appreciate that.
Well,
congratulations, Leslie. We look forward to seeing you. What are you guys most excited about for the Winter Olympics? Do you watch the Winter Olympics at all?
I'm more of like summer.
Summer?
Yeah.
I'm excited for the black girl, the speed skate black girl.
She's black, so let me just check to see how she learned how to speed skate four months prior to the Olympics team.
She made the
Olympics
team.
Excuse me, what girl? I'm watching it.
She was like, you just like it because she's black.
Don't even like that.
You just go watch because that one black girl.
Everybody black, okay?
Because you said Black girl. I'm just thinking about that black girl.
That black girl.
Yeah. No, she. I like her story, so I want to see. I'm like rooting for her. I want to see what she does.
See what she does. Oh, yeah. I actually want to see like the bobsled teams because there's a whole bunch of brown folks on the block. There like, is. Y'all found a bobsled. I thought that was only on TV, so it's gonna be great.
No, what was the movie? Cool Running.
Cool Running.
Cool Running.
That was my Runnings. Job. I miss them. What happened to all them? Who was in there?
I don't.
Malik Yoba?
I yeah. yeah. I remember Halle
and,
Berry wasn't.
And
who was the
dude who used to be on he played like Bill Cosby's, one of the Bill Cosby shows or something. He was Dougie Doug. Was it Dougie Doug?
Yeah, I think that's what
wow, did I pull, wow, you how did I pull that out?
Look at that.
I pulled that out of
memory.
Man, yeah. I don't even know how that was still in there.
What happened to Dougie Doug?
I'm going to have to IMDb Dougie Doug. If somebody knows where Dougie Doug is, tweet us right now.
I know.
Or Dougie Doug, if you're listening, tweet us right now.
Tweet us right now. We want to know.
We want to know.
All right. Well, speaking of knowing things, we've learned to know a whole lot more about Mr. Quincy Jones this week.
Oh, man.
So he did Q. himself. Q did himself a little interview over there at GQ. And he was, you know, talking about all the business, like talking about his childhood, talking about, you know, life and working in the business and all kind of stuff. He told us some interesting things. He kind of threw a little bit of shade at Taylor Swift that mm-hmm. we kind of heard about. He basically was saying, you know, there are some people that he approves of in the music industry right now, like Mary J. Blige, Bruno Mars, and Kendrick Lamar. And then somebody asked, well, they were like, he was like, he wants to get back to like storytelling and really yeah. writing and songwriting. And they were like, well, you know, they say Taylor Swift is like, you know, the songwriter of our time. And he just was like, okay, whatever. However your cookie crumbles, that's fine. But obviously he did not agree with that. He also revealed some more information about just random things, like some small things that I didn't know. Like he was talking about he was supposed to be at Sharon Tate's house in 69
that's crazy.
When the Manson
yeah.
murders
oh
happened.
That's freaky.
Which I was like, whoa, how intense yeah. is that?
That is intense. That is
crazy. But he also told us that he got hoes all over the world, y'all, in different area codes,
yes,
and different
does.
Country codes,
and he's like 80
okay?
years younger than him.
He's 80 years old. He's 81.
He's 81, yeah.
And his girlfriend's range between the ages of like 28, 45 is like his dateable range. Yeah. He doesn't want anybody old because he basically said, they were like, you know, don't you want to date somebody your own age? And he was like, you gotta be kidding.
He was like disgusted.
He was gross.
Like, how dare you?
Said,
how dare
I got
you?
Yeah, some yeah. technology out there that keep fat and old away from here. Buzzes if they're too old. Okay, so he was real clear.
I'm gonna naturally defend Mr. Q because when I first started in this industry, mm-hmm. I used to intern at Vibe, and he was always there because he was part owner of Vibe.
Yes.
I mean, listen, he lives up to his name. From the minute I met him at a very young age, he always had various models in his presence who were honestly like 40 years younger than him, most of them that I saw. They were in their 20s, and he probably was, you know, whatever age he was at that time. And I kind of wasn't mad at him because it's like, you know, he's like old school. That's what, you know, he just has no filter at this stage. You know what I mean? Like, why does he give any F's at this stage? That's who he is. Mm-hmm. He lives up to who he is. So mm-hmm. I'm not mad at that. So, I mean, mm-hmm. now, I know he got a little slack because he said, what did he say? You know, he has the new technology to keep it buzzes yeah, off
it's
or when somebody.
Part, it's just like the way he described it as if
he
like,
could have put a little bit more PC. Yeah.
Saying,
yeah.
How dare you yeah. tell me to go date yeah. an 80, my age?
Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah.
And then
yeah.
not even age, but an overweight. Like, why are you yeah. just
why, and why you assume
like
they overweight? They had that 75-year-old. bodybuilding black woman that's all over Facebook, and I'll be looking at her like,
true.
Shoot, I need to work out.
That's true.
So you could have found somebody that's in shape. You'd assume they're just old and raggedy. Like, I mean, you ain't exactly super fit, brother, but
you
81. Anyway, he got...
But he's smooth, though. He's
smooth. Because I wonder, like, do you think he could get in it? You think he could get it?
No, let me tell you a story, though. No, but let me tell you a story, girl.
I don't know. She was like,
story.
No, but she kind of paused. She was like,
no,
no.
No, the reason I have to bring this up is because I think in 2012, I just got out of acting class, and I went out to I think some bar with my it's like a lounge with a couple of my classmates mm-hmm. and who was there? Quincy Jones, right? And I'm like, oh my god, it's Quincy Jones. I grew up looking, you know, Michael Jackson, that's Quincy Jones. And he was like, hey, and he was like, come here, girl, whatever. And then I have a picture, like I want to take a picture with him. Just my initial reaction was to just sit next to him. He's like, no, sit on my lap. That's
just
two.
He is dirty.
Oh, I swear, I have two pictures of me and Quincy Jones.
Oh,
and I'm
black
on. He's like, hi.
Dirty old man, y'all. Keep
so I'm just saying, I believe he likes them youngins.
He likes
however,
a young pretty girl.
Do you? But you ain't got to diss the other. No, I mean, that's where I'm coming from. Like,
I mean, he could have put it in a different way. But here's what I say: when you get to be 80, you should be able to say whatever. I mean, at that point, say what you want to say, because I'm going to be that.
You know, that's my goal in life. Like,
right, I'm far from 80, and I'm almost at that point right now.
Just too much energy to be like, I just got to watch my mouth today.
Yeah, for real. But in his defense, he did issue an apology over Twitter, and I'll just briefly let you. Like, okay, here it is. In a forthcoming interview in the February issue of GQ Magazine, I made a bad attempt at a tasteless joke about dating that, in retrospect, was clearly not funny. The comments were insensitive and inappropriate, and I sincerely apologize for them. Women have played an invaluable role in my life, we know, brother. Both professionally and personally, I have nothing but respect, admiration, and love for women and all that their essence encompasses. Women make our world a better place. While I always leave space to grow and learn how to do better, anyone who knows me knows that those are the true feelings in my heart and soul, and they always will be. Quincy D. Jones.
See, even that was smooth.
That sure was smooth.
That was smooth.
Oh, you think he wrote that?
I feel like rose petals just like fell in the room.
Somebody else.
I
think he wrote that.
I mean, you know, his PR probably wrote it, but you know, it's okay. He gave the words of inspiration to the PR person, right?
He don't care.
I'm not mad at you just sticking up for him.
I'm sticking up for Q.
Oh man, I still love you, right?
You started my career, Q. I still love you, man.
Stick up for Uncle Q. That's true. But the funniest thing, actually, though, from the article, well, not funny, but Bubbles bit Rashida Jones.
Yeah.
I was like, Bubbles, no.
Don't mess with Rashida.
And he was like, Bubbles was trash. Quincy was like, Bubbles was trash. I'm like, yeah, I was just walking around with Bubbles and he was eating people.
But my favorite, though, you know me, my favorite was the Michael Jackson Prince story, because he says in there that Prince tried to run over Michael Jackson, LaToya, and their mama.
Prince was gangster.
Prince was gangster because he was upset about some performance that Michael Jackson had footage of, and I guess Michael may have been threatening to show it, and Prince was not having it. So he was like, he was waiting for him in the car.
Venue.
And was going to run and tried to run over Michael Jackson. Now that's a story.
That's a story. Like, dang, I wish I would have seen that.
Look, they ain't having fighting right now.
But you know what blows my mind? His story. Like, he's been through a lot, though. I mean, I have to give him props.
Yeah.
Like, cheat death twice.
Yes.
He did.
That is mind-blowing. That shows, like, I do believe in, like, you are here for a reason, so maybe...
For sure.
He does.
His purpose. Yeah. But anyways, we
love you, Q. Even though you might not love us, because we might be getting too old for you at this point. But anyway, we'll move on. All right.
Oh, boy.
So... We're going to get a little serious now.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Do we have to talk about this?
Not really. Like, I'm not even going to talk about it for real, because I was sort of refusing or trying to refuse. But then I was like, well, it is Black Hollywood Live, and we do try to bring y'all, like, what's really going on. And what's really going on is that Cheetos put on a performance on Tuesday, and it was called the State of the Union. It was interesting because it was long as hell. And, I mean, you know, what do you say? Like, we all hear,
I mean,
like, y'all don't come here to, like, really hear the news per se. Y'all just kind of come to
us.
We kind of talk smack about it at this point. So, I mean, I'll give you a few details that, you know, I found interesting, at least after having watched it and watched it again. First up, Melania wore a Dior suit. I thought she looked really pretty. Her wig was a little strange, but I thought she looked great. You know what I'm saying?
You are crazy.
And then when I found out that she rode in a separate car, I was like, solidarity, sister. Keep it positive.
She knew what was going to happen at the end of this speech. She was like, I ain't riding with your ass. You meet me at the White House.
She's like, I don't even want to look at you, you raggedy piece of... Anyway, so I thought that was great. And the little boy that was sitting beside her, I was late to discover that that was not Baron and realized that he was actually a guest because he had done something important. I don't even know. And I tried not to be judgy and, like, because I've been trying to, like, you know, I want to listen and I want to know what's going on in the world. He's still my president, even though I don't claim him. And I am trying to be informed. But you didn't inform us of very much. I will say that you guys can go online, obviously. Go to Blavity, because they had a really great article sort of picking apart, you know, the fact-checking of the speech. Some highlights. We'll highlight some of the fact-checking moments. One of them was basically Trump said that to everyone still recovering in Texas, Florida, Louisiana, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, California, and everywhere else, we are with you, we love you, we will pull through together. Y'all, Puerto Rico still ain't got no electricity.
Right.
So I know maybe some of us are confused. Puerto Rico is America. United States of America. Therefore, they are U.S. citizens. Yeah. Therefore, the fact that they've been going for like 4 months without electricity is absurd. Like, it's beyond absurd. And then this week, FEMA released, saying, like, somebody stupid put out a notice that said they were going to stop sending food and water to Puerto Rico.
What?
And everybody was like, what the? These people ain't even got electricity. What the hell are they supposed to do?
Right.
And then somebody rolled back and was like, oops, that was an accident. We didn't mean it for that date. What we meant was is that we're going to, like, roll over the responsibility to the Puerto Rican government, but, like, we ain't about to do that right now. And I was just like, this is such fuckery. Like, this is literally, like, the example of why this Trump administration is a mess. But whatever. So, brother, you are not standing with them. You are not showing you that you love them because they ain't got no electricity and they can't feed their kids. So you still effing up over there. Yeah. Okay, so he also said that, quote, and just as I promised the American people from this podium 11 months ago, we enacted the biggest tax cuts and reforms in American history. I mean, that's just a lie. It's just not accurate.
Yeah,
it is probably the biggest cuts since Reagan, but definitely not the biggest tax cuts in American history ever. Fail. But it sounded great. The base, as they called them, were hype and, you know, praising him and whatnot. My favorite moment, hold on, we'll have to talk about the flag, because he wanted to remind y'all, because it's about to be Super Bowl weekend, so in case y'all forgot, some of y'all was boycotting the, you know, football players and whatnot, but then some of y'all just decided, I don't really need to boycott them, whatever, but some of y'all still want to, you know, get on your knee and whatever during the Pledge of Allegiance. Well, quote, your president has told you from the podium, quote, we salute our flag, why we put our hands on our hearts for the Pledge of Allegiance, and why we proudly stand for the national anthem. He wanted to make sure y'all stand for the national anthem, just in case you forgot. Like, that's a thing you're supposed to do to make America great again. He also spoke about immigrants, which was probably the most disturbing moment most people in the speech.
I think that got the most reactions from tweets, too.
Yeah, it did. And essentially, he equated the Dreamers to the criminals, and it made no sense. So, y'all, obviously, you can go listen to it if you like, but it was not positive. It was not uplifting. It was not anything that we... But did we expect any of that?
No,
we didn't.
I don't think so.
We really didn't. That's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Black Caucus, because they were like,
yes,
bro, we cannot stand you. And just like Black folks like to do, we put on a uniform, y'all. They threw on some kente cloth, and they were like, we're going to make all the white folks uncomfortable and just be mad.
Just be mad, yeah.
Just going to be mad.
Great.
So they just sat, and they was just mad. Great. But, I mean, that was their way of protest.
Yeah.
And in conclusion, I would say, all the things that came out of the State of Union, it should drive you to go to BET and check out Angela Rye's State of the Union, which is a show that premiered last night, and it's really great.
It's actually really great.
And Maxine Waters, Jesus, God was good today, y'all. Maxine Waters did, she did a rebuttal to, because Joe Kennedy of the Democratic Party did the rebuttal like that they normally do, and it was a whole thing about CarMax on his lips, but we won't talk about that. But Maxine Waters did a rebuttal for Angela Rye's show, and it was only about 5 minutes. You can watch it online. It's not locked if you don't have cable. so you can check it out, but she really kind of just, like, she snatched Trump's wig, like, just was just like, you, and she went in and sort of listed out why he's a problem, which we already know, but it was entertaining at the best. So, you know, check out State of the Union with Angela Rye on BET as a conclusion of what I thought of the State of the Union.
I gotta look at that.
You should check that out.
Yeah, and I mean, there's really not much comment that we can really make about this State of the Union address. I mean, like,
nobody
you said,
was,
no one's surprised.
None of y'all were hopeful.
No. I turned it off.
Oh, honestly. It was the longest State of the Union address, like, ever.
Really?
Because it was over, it was like an hour and a half, it was like 86 minutes or something crazy. I was like, what the hell? Like, it was rough.
It's funny how so many celebrities went in on it, too. I mean, it was just Mark Ruffalo to Ashley Judd to Gabrielle Union. I mean, people were just like, Gabrielle gave him just a thumbs down on her tweet. It was just, it was no words. It was just like, fingers down, you know.
The biggest highlight, they said he was the adult in the room.
Yeah.
That was his compliment.
Yeah.
He was the adult in the room.
Yeah.
He's 72?
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, check out.
There you have it, guys.
Other things.
The State of the Union of America.
All right.
Not to, like, put it on a negative note. Let's talk about something fun.
Let's talk about something fun. We're going to move on to our EUR Web Story Spotlight of the Week. Without music
we
this time. Anthony didn't give us no sound effects.
Anthony, you went to sleep while I was talking about Trump. Is that what happened?
Right. Did he put you to sleep? All right. Well, I guess he's saying he'll give us no music. All right. So Omarosa, speaking of Mr. Trump, has been in the news this week because we all know about everything that happened with her and leaving the White House in, what, December, I believe? Was that
Or was it November?
Maybe November?
When she finally left? When it was like October, November, wasn't it?
Yeah, maybe it was like October, November-ish area. But it was the end of fourth quarter of last year. And so, but she has a new gig now. And apparently she has a new gig that's $1 million new gig because she's going to be on Celebrity Big Brother, which is going to be airing on February the 7th, which is next week. And in that deal with Celebrity Big Brother, she also got a talk show pilot deal. So we're going to be seeing a lot more of Miss Omarosa. It seems like she's like that person we just can't get rid of.
I need to be her friend.
You know what I mean? Like, what? You know,
everybody, I need to be her friend. Me and Omarosa need to talk.
She clearly knows something we don't know.
She got some skills. She knows that we don't know. Nobody like Omarosa. Okay?
But yet she's still getting checks and getting jobs.
She's still getting checks and jobs. I mean, she was working in the White House. We still don't know what she was doing. And she was making
$180,000. Yeah, $180,000. Yeah.
That's how much money she was representing
black folks and being the voice that we never heard her voice.
You ain't never talked to her.
I didn't even see her.
I don't know. But I want to talk to Omarosa. Sorry, y'all. I'm screaming in the microphone. Like I really,
no, we got
like,
a little excited about that.
I need to have a conversation.
Omarosa, please come on the show. We need to. I just want to just dissect you. Just figure you out. I just
want
to figure it out.
I want to understand it. But are you going to watch Celebrity?
I don't. You know what? I used to watch Big Brother at the beginning.
Me too.
And then I fell off from it. I just feel like it's just too far gone. Now, I ain't gonna lie.
This is the first celebrity one in the States, though.
It is, and I ain't gonna lie. I'm probably gonna watch it. This is why Omarosa alone with Brandi Glanville from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills to Shannon Elizabeth from American Pie, Keisha Knight Pullum from The Cosby Show, James Maslow from The Big Time Rush, Ross Matthews, who's one of our studio friends. He's got a show here. To Sugar Ray's Mark McGrath, former NBA player Meta Peace, and UFC fighter Chuck Liddell are just a few of the people who are added to it. I just feel like that's a lot of personalities. And then, you know, they always pick those shows very well. Mm-hmm. So I think that Omarosa, you know, she's good at what she does. I mean, we saw her on... What was she on? Celebrity Apprentice Apprentice.
This is definitely her lane.
This is her lane.
Brother.
She's
like,
going to bring
girl,
what we
back to your roots.
Yeah, we're going to see what we're expecting to see from her. Yeah. You know, some drama, some butt-heading, you know.
I wonder how much of the White House-ness she's going to reveal. Is she still writing the book? Did the book deal not work out? So she's going to reveal it on Celebrity Big Brother. That'll lead into the talk show. Like, where are we at with all of that? So we might, be some juice up there. Okay?
Yeah, I just don't know about how I feel about her being on a talk show or watching her. I got to see what that's going to be all about.
What kind of talk show would it be?
Yeah, what would it be?
Is it like an... I don't know. I doubt it's going to be like an Oprah-ish type of show.
I feel like she sees herself like that.
You think
right?
so?
Oh, like, I feel like she thinks that she's like really... Like,
yeah, I've like, grown and matured and...
And has so much to give.
Yes. Back to the community, to my people, my black people that I'm the voice for, that nobody black knows... What you said or what you did. But that's okay.
She's just the real example of like, I'm just here to get a check, y'all. Like, and I'm going to show you how you just get a check and make it work.
I think that's what it is. Yeah. I think she's about her check.
I have a confession. So, you know, remember her reality show that she was, did it ever even come out? It was her finding a man. It was like maybe like six years ago.
That was a show.
I don't know if it ever came out. I actually was cast in that show and I bailed out of the show.
Oh, so my God.
I may have been married to Omarosa right now. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say. I had to back out. I was like, I don't think this is the right career
path
for me.
Black Hollywood Live exclusive.
That's the Black Hollywood Live exclusive. It was like about Omarosa Fine. It was kind of like her bachelorette kind of thing. Or Meets New York.
She found Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah,
that.
You know.
She was like, I don't need
you. Gladly, you know, that she got him. Yes, he's a great man. Rest in peace. Now, what I think also, as we wrap up the story, what might be a little bit of drama, I'm wondering if it's going to be tension, is that, so you know, Omarosa got that $1 million deal, but the other guest in the house all signed for $200,000. So I'm like, how does she get so much pay versus them? But I guess that's maybe tied in with the talk show. And the prize to win the Big Brother house is $500,000. So, you know, it's a lot of change there going on. Big money. All right. This is affecting somebody's money is R. Kelly. Because
absolutely.
I'm surprised it took this long, but apparently a bunch of black women got together and they decided to start boycotting and protesting R. Kelly's show, concert show in New York City, which was last Saturday, I believe, on 127. Yeah. The event was organized by Black Women's Blueprint, and they created the hashtag Mute. Is it Mute R. Kelly Movement?
Yes.
Mute R. Kelly Movement.
Shut him up.
The goal was disrupt the support of the performer in the wake of the multiple accusations that we've been hearing for many years and also last year of sexual assault against young Black women and also sexual misconduct. Because last year it was about he allegedly had sex slaves in Atlanta. And I know that there was some protesting going on at his shows last year. Because of that. So, you know, these Black women got together. It was like they didn't have it. So this is the organization issued a press release explaining all about what their goals were. They said the protest was about more than just R. Kelly. It was to ensure the safety and protection of Black girls overall. So
I love that.
What do you guys feel about that? I mean, I'm just surprised it took so long. I mean, come on.
I know, but I feel like with how things are now, it kind of gave them courage to...
To do it. To do That's true. It's the right time.
That's probably what it is.
He hasn't issued a statement, which he probably should not.
He should just not say anything.
He should probably not say anything. Yeah. Would you go to R. Kelly concert at this stage?
No.
Okay. And it breaks my soul. I can't even play 12.
I know. I just feel wrong. What are you writing?
What
were your minds set when you were writing those lyrics?
Yeah.
And who
were you
there?
Thinking about?
Yeah.
Like, you peed on her? It's too much. And it's so sad because it's like one of the dopest R&B. Like,
I mean, Bump and Grind, the remix. I mean, amazing. Your Body's Calling.
Fantastic.
He had hits.
I mean,
he had hits.
He's talented. He's a talented brother.
And
he can sing and he gives a great performance.
Yeah.
But
that whole, like,
it's
you kind can't,
of tough. I can't tough. Really.
Can
it's
you
tough.
Separate the artist from their life? And what they're doing in their life, like in his case,
and isn't he married? Is he or he may be divorced now? I don't know, but he was married, right?
Yeah, he's been married.
Yeah, he's been married.
I don't think he's married now.
I think they got divorced. I feel like
unless there was like another,
unless there's a new marriage somewhere.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Unless there was a new marriage, but like the wife that was the dancer for him and all that, like they've been separated.
I'd like to see him sit down with Oprah and just like,
oh, she would definitely,
she would get him.
Because what is he going? He's gonna lie. Like he's never gonna say.
You don't think he's ever gonna come out?
He's never gonna
be like,
no, I used to play in Chicago.
It's obviously with him. Like
I mean, but he said it was his brother.
He's still saying it's not.
You have a twin brother.
He said it's his brother.
Still saying
you have a twin out there.
Yeah. And he'll never fess up to, because he used to lurk at freaking middle schools and high schools in Chicago.
Aaliyah!
All the time. Like, it was known. He would go to those schools.
Yeah.
And people just act like it.
I mean, he wrote a song for Aaliyah called Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. I mean, come on, let's just start there.
See, what?
And it's in my head now, damn it.
I'm like, why you had to bring
age
that
up? Ain't nothing but a number.
I know, as a kid, I'm like,
ain't nothing but a thing.
Throwing down ain't nothing but a
thing. Right, now the lyrics mean so, oh man, I can't sing it anymore. Dang. It takes it to a different meaning. Oh yeah, that's true.
Oh,
the Jeep. You remind
of
me
Jeep?
Of my Jeep.
I want to ride it.
Something like my bank account.
I want to spend it.
I don't know, but
something like that.
It was very.
Yeah.
I want to ride
something like my bank. I don't remember all the lyrics, but
all I know is it was a 15-year-old girl that was the Jeep, and I can't deal with that.
Yeah, all right, R. Kelly, well, good luck
Dang,
with that.
Man.
Ladies, keep protesting.
Absolutely.
All right, our last story today before we get into talking to Miss Stephanie here is J-Hud is winning again as well. She's another one who's staying busy. I mean, we know we just had her in the news for doing, what was it, the Voice UK?
UK, yeah.
And then also, you know, she's also had some issues back and forth
she's
with her baby's daddy.
Custody situations.
But something positive that just came out is that she's going to be playing the legendary Aretha Franklin in a new biopic movie coming out from MGM. Mm-hmm. At the Grammys last weekend, there was a Grammys party that Clive Davis was either attending or he was doing. I think it was his annual Grammys party that he does.
Mm-hmm.
He announced that J-Hud had been selected by Aretha Franklin to play Aretha Franklin.
That's
so
honor, right?
She was literally handpicked. So the film starts shooting next year. Aretha Franklin is 75 and she's retired from performing, but she still is going to do music. So maybe there will be some new music that comes out with that. Because, I mean, obviously she still has an amazing voice. J-Hud is just, she's doing big things. I mean, I'll definitely check it out.
Me too.
I think she's an interesting choice.
I was just going to say, you're an actress, you're in the business. Thinking about J-Hud, obviously she's amazing vocally and fits that. But Aretha Franklin has a serious story. Like, she had a kid at 14. Yeah. There was, like, molestation. There's, like, hoeing. There's a whole lot to Aretha Franklin's story.
It's very deep, and she really has to dig deep into it.
She's going to have to really go. And I don't know.
You don't think she has
I don't know if she has the chops.
I think with, if you really take the time, because I think she has the talent, I think if she really takes the time and, like, coach and, like, really, like, sit down, she could if she really, like,
she really take it digs seriously in.
And digs in.
Yeah,
Winnie was not.
You said what?
Winnie was not.
Oh, no. No.
That was a no. Sis.
No. But, I mean, you know, it should be interesting. I think I was trying to think out who else I would have thought could have been selected to play it.
Like, that's the thing. Like, you, because you think voice first. And I think voice. In terms of a voice, they couldn't have found a better person. Too, yeah.
Like, I think they would have had to go with somebody new, maybe, even. I was thinking, like, you know,
unless
somebody
it's new.
New
face.
You know, new face. I don't know. But I'm sure she'll do a great job. But they start filming next year, so we'll find out. She got time to train.
She got a year, girl.
Get you go, J-Hud. Keep winning. Keep winning. Keep getting them checks, girl. Keep getting them checks.
Hey, I like that.
Yes, getting paid.
Getting paid. All right. All righty. So that's our topics for today. But now we have Miss Stephanie, who is starring on her new show.
I know. She getting paid, too,
y'all. She getting paid, too. She getting checks, too. Checks everywhere. So tell us about the show. It's called The Pains.
Yes, sir.
And I know it premiered on the 16th.
Yes.
And but it was, I think it premiered on like a Wednesday or Tuesday night, but it's going to go to Fridays, or it's on Fridays now.
Yes, it's it premiered January 16th. It had two episodes that premiered that night.
Okay.
And then our original night is every Friday at 9.
And what's tell us about the show.
Well, it's about the two main characters who moved to Florida for how can I explain it? Moved to Florida to kind of open their laundromat.
Okay.
And my character comes in. I'm an abusive mother. I mean, my character get abusive by my boyfriend, and Miss Ella takes me in and feels like I should, you know, help. She should help me.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so now, R. Kelly.
Oh, no.
R. Kelly is not producing this.
Not there.
R. Kelly would not be on this show. now that would be a whole other show.
Whole
other different plot.
It's another conversation, Daryl.
Different conversation. Well, Tyler Perry is involved with the show.
Yes.
And now, how was it working with Tyler? Because I heard that he does stuff
quick and moving fast.
It was great. It was actually such a great experience. You got to be prepared.
Yeah.
Because he wants two shot the most. Don't waste his time. You got to keep it moving. But he's really, at the same time, he's very, like, he makes it really comfortable still. He finds the balance of making it comfortable for you to act, but he moves in a very fast pace.
Yeah.
Like, there are times where we had to do two episodes.
Wow.
A day, yeah.
Ooh,
we shot like 38
Lord.
Episodes. And, we're like, okay, let's get the cracking. Let's
goodness.
Get working. But, yeah, we would film, like, Thursdays and Fridays. 2.5 episodes one day, and maybe like another two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you ever have moments where you just can't memorize the script? You know, you just like, I cannot get these words, and I gotta go live or go perform in an hour.
Luckily for us, we had time. It happens when I'm like, so when I practice for a very long time and I need a break.
Okay.
But we had enough time to
do it.
And I had like, we had each other, we had readers or my co-stars to like kind of rehearse with.
By
the time we had to shoot, it's like, okay, let's go. Now it's game
dig
time.
In. Yeah. Now, how did you end up with the Tyler Perry compound? Because
right.
like it can feel like he gets a community. Yeah. He has his people he likes to work with. And like, how do you like get for other actors that's trying to like squeeze in and find out, how did you get there?
Girl, I just auditioned.
Now there you go.
My agent called me and and told me I had an audition for tomorrow.
Nice.
Straight to producers.
Oh,
I
nice.
Stayed up all night and worked with my roommate. You know, we kind of, because she's an actress too, so we'd be like, should we help each other out? And just digged in and just worked really hard. And when the audition day, I went in and I was like, you know what, let's just go. I was just really confident, like, let's
ready.
Do it. Like, connect
I feel
with
that.
Her.
Yeah.
I got ready. This, I'm ready.
I feel that.
So, I just had fun. I really loved Nyla. And I don't know, I just, my agent.
Your agent and your skills.
And your skills.
Your agent and your
How
skills.
How many auditions did you have before you found out you booked it?
I think I went on a couple of, probably like four other auditions.
Okay.
Yeah, and then like 2 weeks later, I can't remember that. It's such an amazing feeling. I'm sorry. I'm like, I'm happy. But I don't know what I was. I was probably like dancing in my room or something. I don't know. And I saw my manager's number. He's like, I'm going to call you in 5 minutes. Okay. Pick up your phone. Okay. So I picked up the phone. I'm like, hello. He's like, you ready? Are you sitting down? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to call your agent right now. And then my agent, he calls him on three-way. And then he's like, are you ready? They want to offer you the role. I'm like, oh, wow. My God. That's it was just so surreal. It was just so surreal. Like, the first person I called was, like, my mom. And then I had to pick my roommate because she was, like, ride or die. Like, when she came, and I was like, girl, thank you so much.
I feel
you
know, that.
It was just...
It's a good feeling.
Yeah. Good feeling.
It's a good feeling. And then it's on OWN, so have you had a chance to hang out with the Big O?
I have not.
Okay.
Not yet.
That's you one know, that's of my goals. So I know that's
one. I got a crush on her.
Not yet.
I love me some O.
So, okay. I love her too. Know. Not like that, but I love her too.
I'm a baby future daddy. You know, I know STEM in there and everything, but you know.
A baby future daddy?
A future baby daddy.
Future
what I said.
Baby. See, I get baby future daddy. Baby future. I was like, that doesn't make no sense.
Future baby. See, I get so excited. Future, I twist my
future
words.
Future baby daddy.
Future baby daddy.
With Oprah.
With Oprah, you know.
You do know Oprah 60, right?
You know, hey, listen, with all that money, anything is possible.
I don't think Oprah want to carry no babies, okay?
With all that money, anything is possible. Technology is at its advancement.
You could be
right?
Her future zaddy, though.
Exactly. Exactly.
There you go, zaddy.
Exactly. Now, what I found interesting about you is that you actually, outside of being a talented actress, you actually had gone on to be in a music group. You stopped acting for a little bit in a group called MRZ in New York City, right? So that means that you got some singing skills. So can you give us a quick little something?
I have not sang in a while. I stopped singing, though.
Okay, okay, okay. So,
but I was signed to Universal Motown. We were like a TLC. What?
That means you can sign for real. You
that's what I'm saying. Like, she's trying to front.
She's like, I was in the group, and we were like, we're performers. It was like two singers and a rapper. I was not the rapper. And it was good. It was just the music industry is another beast of its own, y'all.
It is.
It's another beast of its own. I'm not gonna get into that, but let's just say it was rough. I've done it for like I did it for like 10 years,
okay.
And
wow.
I was at a point where I'm like, you know, sister
beat
can't take
down.
It.
I was over it.
It left a bad taste in my mouth. That's.
Do you think you'll ever go back to it?
It still left a bad taste. I think I'm kind of I don't want to say traumatized, but I'm like even the. If I think about singing right now, it kind of like makes me feel some kind of way. And I
really?
Oh,
okay.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe eventually in the future, but right now I still haven't gotten over the experience.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Hey, that's the reality of being out here in this business.
It is.
That's some real stuff right there.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
Well, what can fans expect for the rest of the season of the show?
Ooh, a lot of fun, a lot of tears, and just a really good family time when you wash the paints.
A little bit. Family time.
Well, I'm excited.
The paints are hilarious.
And congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And you're Haitian, so you know, I already like you.
Oh, ça passe.
Hold on.
He's like, no,
you got too advanced on me.
You brought it up, though.
You got to take me slow. You got to take me slow. Slow in this. We'll talk offline.
Okay.
I ain't gonna embarrass myself on air. All right, where can fans find you on social media?
You can find me on Official Stephanie Charles on Instagram. That's like my most active. And Facebook, Stephanie Charles.
And Friday Night on OWN.
And Friday Night on OWN. Thank you.
Yep.
Get that plug in.
Yes. Yeah.
Courtney, where can fans find you?
I'm all over the Twitters and the Instagrams at Stuart Starlet.
You can find me at Dariel Christian on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and also on Broken Famous on The Reels channel on Friday nights with their coming back with some new episodes. So we'll see you guys next week and watch Super Bowl, drink lots of whatever.
Watch Super Bowl, drink, eat whatever.
Do whatever you need to do.
And stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
And watch Justin Timberlake, apparently. I'm still wondering if he's going to bring out Janet Jackson.
I'm not interested. Why?
Yeah, me neither.
I just want to see if he's going to bring out Janet. That's what, because there was the rumor. That was the rumor. I don't know. We'll see.
know how I feel about that.
I want an apology. I want him to get on his knees and apologize.
I want her. Yes. Oh, he need to be on his knees for the whole performance.
That's very true. All right. Well, we'll see.
Like, I'm sorry, I showed your. Anyway, we're getting out of here.
I showed your stuff.
We showed your stuff.
And you're the one who got the rap.
You guys have a great weekend, and we'll see you soon.
All
right. Peace.
Broadcast network dedicated to African American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live. Tipia, Instagram at King XO Bay. Thanks for tuning in.
Bryce,
you weren't? Oh.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.